The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
It's time
to catch a cheater.
Only on the Jubal Show.
Yvonne is on the phone today for To Catch a Cheater, and she thinks that her boyfriend of 6 years named Chuck might be cheating. So we'll see if we can help her out. Yvonne, tell us what's going on.
Hi. Yeah. So my boyfriend Chuck and I have been together for 6 years. I'm actually the breadwinner between the two of us, and I have a really nice job. And Chuck, I'd say he has his art, right? He has like an okay job. He's a bar manager, but he's always like spending tons of his money and his time on his painting and his art, which, you know, when I first started dating him, like I actually thought that was like really cute and very sweet. And he's, you know, there's like some vulnerability in that. And like, that's actually like how we used to spend a lot of our time together. And now he's just off like painting in his office. Mm-hmm. And he's like always been artsy, but in the last month or so, it's just become really intense. Like when he's not doing something at the bar and he's not with me, he's just off in his little room. And when I walk by, when he's like apparently working on a painting, he's actually just sitting on his phone, like texting, I don't even know who. And so I know that he hangs around like a lot of the waitresses at his bar, and I don't know, I think he might be really tempted by one of them. And I've confronted him a couple of times about just being really shady around these girls. And he keeps denying it. And he keeps telling me that I have nothing to worry about. And I just, yeah, I think he might be cheating on me with one of the waitresses. This past month specifically, he's really not been spending time with me. He's been in his little office, or he's been spending too much time at the bar. And that's why I'm reaching out to you now.
Okay. Have you talked to him about this?
I have, and I mean, I'm pretty convinced that he's cheating on me with one of the waitresses. And I have been like, hey, like, you seem to be really shady. You seem to be spending a lot of time. Like, you seem to not be hanging out with me. You seem to only be in your office. Like, what is going on? And he keeps denying it. So I have brought it up to him, and it certainly hasn't yielded any sort of result.
Has he ever lied to you before any of this that you're aware of?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, again, we've been together for 6 years, so I'm sure there's, you know, like little stuff here and there that both of us probably, you know, maybe don't share, that I wouldn't say is like explicitly a lie, but not in this way, no.
Because I just wonder if like your gut is probably correct, but what if it's just like he likes the attention from this person? I mean, I guess that could still be a form of cheating, depending on how you choose to define it.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on like how you, yeah, exactly. Like, you know, for me, an emotional cheat in some ways actually could potentially be worse than the physical cheat. Like, you know, if you're spending time and energy with other people who are not your girlfriend, it's a bit concerning, you know. Mm-hmm. And if you're not able to vocalize why you're doing that, then I think I have a reason to be even more concerned. Like, you're not expressing to me like what's not going well. You're not sharing with me why you're interested in talking to other people. Like, clearly something is broken, that either the communication's not working, that you're going to do this, or that you don't feel safe with me or comfortable with me, that you're not talking to me about this. And I'm your girlfriend of 6 years.
Other than that stuff, I mean, that, you know, it sounds like there may be something going on. Have you checked, like, is he doing his art? I mean, is he spending a lot of time on a project?
I mean, he's in his little office, apparently doing art. I I'm not an artist myself, so I don't really know, like, how quickly one is supposed to produce a painting. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, like, the, like, how long it takes to create a painting. It's like, if he's like, I'm working on it, I'd like to trust that that's part of the process, and you dabble around and mix your paint. What do I know, you know?
Okay. You already told us what grocery store you guys are rewards card members at. So we'll call and pretend to be from the grocery store and say that every single month we choose one rewards card member at random who gets free flowers delivered from our floral department, and we'll see if he sends those to you or to somebody else. Okay.
Yeah. Roses would be like perfect. He usually actually gets me like a dozen every month. So that actually kind of is our thing. Yeah.
Sweet. Okay. Well, that works perfect then. If he sends them to someone else, that's weird. All right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll play a song, come back, and then call him and get your To Catch a Cheater right after this.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right in the middle of To Catch a Cheater, if you're just joining us, Yvonne is on the phone and she thinks that her boyfriend of 6 years named Chuck might be cheating on her. So in a second, we're going to call him and see if we can catch him. But first, Yvonne, why don't you catch everybody up on your situation?
Yeah, I guess the long and short of it is that we've been together for 6 years. I'm the breadwinner. Chuck works at a bar. He's really into art, and he has been the whole time we've been together. But more recently, this past month specifically, anytime he's not at the bar, he's in his little office doing his apparent painting and or like what I think is like on his phone texting. And I'm just pretty convinced that he is cheating on me with one of the waitresses at the bar.
Mm-hmm. All right. And we're about to call him from the grocery store where he's a rewards card member at and say that every single month we choose one rewards card member at random who gets free flowers delivered from our floral department. And Yvonne, you said he gets you flowers every month anyway, right?
That he does. Yeah.
So it's actually really sweet.
It is. Yeah. If he sends them to somebody else, then I mean, that is definitely
a red flag.
Yeah. A big one. All right. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, this is Jafar calling from. I was looking for our rewards member, Chuck.
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, Chuck, please don't hang up. This is not a marketing phone call. I'm calling to tell you congratulations. You're this month's big winner.
Oh, thanks. What did I win?
The flowers.
Oh, wow. Cool. Yeah. Like a bouquet or something like that?
Haven't seen the signs in the store. Every single month, we choose one rewards card member to get free flowers delivered from our floral department. It's our way of saying thank you very much for being such a loyal customer. You'll get 36 long stem red roses, a box of chocolates, and a card delivered to anybody that you'd like to deliver them to in the 50 United States of the Americas. So congratulations. Thank you very much.
That's awesome. Cool. Thanks.
I can take the information down in a matter of minutes if you know who you want to send it to right now.
Yeah, we can do it right now.
First, I would need to get the first and the last name of the person you'd like to send them to.
Sure. So the first name is Yvonne.
And do you want to put anything on a card there?
Yeah, let's do, okay. You get more roses this month because you're extra special.
Okay. Well, I'll just let you know that she's on the phone and this is actually the Jubal Show. It's a radio show. My name's Jubal.
Hi, I'm Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
And Yvonne, your girlfriend, is on the phone.
Hi.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. We do a segment on the show. It's called To Catch a Cheater. It's where if you think your significant other might be cheating on you, we try to catch you based on things like who you send flowers to. So Yvonne has been suspicious.
I don't believe this. Yvonne, for the last time, I am not cheating on you. Does that make sense to you? Do you get that?
No.
I'm so tired of you accusing me of all of this bullshit. And just being straight up mean in general.
How am I being mean to you?
Do you actually want to go through this on the air?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, so let's start with maybe the fact that you belittle my job every day. It's, you're not making enough money. Oh, you're working too many hours. You know, like you're always reminding me that you are, you know, the one putting in all the money. You're supporting us, which, by the way, is not the case at all. I'm putting in my fair share. You just seem to have this need for control, right? And then, okay, let's go on to the next thing. Since you seem to have such a problem with me painting and being creative, I mean, like, it feels so unsupportive to me that, and it just makes me feel bad.
I do have to ask really quick, Chuck, you sound very frustrated and rightfully so. At any point, have you told her how you feel?
Yeah.
Okay.
I brought it up.
No. No, you haven't. And even if you have,
really?
Honestly, I don't belittle you. No, I don't belittle you. Okay. If you want to do your art thing, you can go ahead and do it. I don't give a f-, okay. Honestly, it's like, I'm not going to pretend that I understand or I get it. Yeah. It's your thing.
Just the fact that you call it your art thing, it sounds so condescending. It's like, it just throws it away. It makes it seem like it's nothing. It makes it seem like, oh, it's just a hobby. Like, you know what? It's just so condescending.
Well, it is a hobby. You're not making any money on it. Do you make money? No, it is a hobby. You sit in your little office and I don't know what you paint. You don't really talk about it with me. It is a hobby. So why am I supposed to understand this painting thing being anything more than you just sitting in a little office and dabbling on a canvas?
I'm triggered.
Wow.
As far as the money, I make more, okay? So what? I work hard and I get paid well so that you can do your little bar thing also, okay? So art thing and bar thing, same thing.
You do make
maybe
more money, and I'm so
communicated with
glad.
Me, maybe if you stayed home and talked to me instead of being in your little office, maybe if you paid any attention to me, maybe if you actually gave a shit about me and our relationship, I would give a shit about your art.
Baby, I'm going to tell you something. Nothing has changed in the last 6 years. I've had this job since we started. I haven't changed.
That's exactly the problem. The problem is that nothing has changed. We've been together for 6 years. I think I'm just wanting to sit here and just twiddle my thumbs while you're doing what? I'm invested in our future together. It's been 6 years. What the happening to us and our relationship. Nothing. And I'm tired of having the same conversation with you every single day.
Oh.
Okay. You know what? I did cheat on you. And you know what?
Yeah.
It wasn't one of the mistresses. Is that what you wanted to hear? Yeah. Is that what you wanted to hear? Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, I knew I was right. That's, talk about a woman's intuition.
Do you want to know why I did what I did?
I don't give a
because.
Why? What is justification?
I know you don't give a You have never given a but I'm still going to tell you why.
Cheating on your girlfriend of 6 years. Tell me any way you're justified in cheating as opposed to communicating with your girlfriend of 6 years. Tell me, Chuck.
Because she was nice to me. And she gave a Do you know how hard it is to come home and realize that the person that you spent all this time, love, and care with doesn't give a shit about who you are and what you do?
Ugh.
And she was just nice.
Well, I'm really glad. I'm really glad that all you really want in a relationship is someone to be nice to you. I'm really, really glad that that's something that you're looking for. I'm so glad.
Sometimes that's just enough. That's all I've ever wanted. And, you know, I hope to get that someday, too.
But I know that if she were to date you, you liar, that eventually she's going to have her heart broken because you're going to go cheat on her because maybe her niceness is not something that you're bored with, and then you'll just cheat again. Always a cheater.
You know what? Maybe what I did wasn't right, but I know that life is too short to be with somebody who doesn't support you, who doesn't give a about you. All right, well, you know what? I'm going to pack up my stupid little office with my stupid little art supplies, and you know, see you never.
Cool. That's great. Yeah, just run from your problems. Good on you.
And they both hung up.
They definitely should not be together.
Definitely not.
This happened.
What happens is, I think, the most appropriate breakup ever.
Oh. I'm squeezing my butt cheeks that whole time.
The Jubal Show's To Catch a Cheater.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.